You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Doug McVeigh and Robin Ryan. The producer is Sam Bowman. Special thanks to Del Crescenzo. Our engineer is Matthew Olson. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jinka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm Doug McVeigh.
And I'm Sarika Mehta. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With journalists Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Ani and Lynn host Positively Revolting, a variety of topics from an eco-feminist and anarcho-feminist perspective. At 9, it's Veterans Voice with Marvin and Angie. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with guest host Kevin Pina. And at 11, on the Radio Zine, host Jennifer Kemp speaks with journalist Lou Urenek about his book, The Great Fire, One American's Mission to Rescue Victims of the 20th Century's First Genocide. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
And stay tuned now for KBOO News in Depth with a look at the upcoming Brides of Eden flash mob in downtown Portland. Good night, Sarika.
Good night, Doug. Good night, Matthew.
Good night.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
You are listening to KBOO News in Depth. I'm Delphine Crescenzo. Today, I speak with Denise Martin of Brides of Eden and Tulissa Swart of Voices Set Free about an upcoming wedding gown flash mob to benefit their organizations and connect the issues of domestic violence and food justice in our community. During the Noon Tunes concert in Pioneer Square, next Tuesday, August 25th, flash mobbers will dance off Max Train's at 12:16 p.m. exactly. If you are interested in being in wedding attire in the flash mob, you can find Brides of Eden on Facebook. We will also talk about two important domestic violence laws recently added to the Oregon legislature and discuss the connections between domestic violence and food justice. Denise Martin is the author of Eating My Way to Heaven. She is also the co-founder of the First Sugar Detox Center and the creator of the Brides of Eden. Lisa Swart is a photographer, author, domestic violence advocate, educator, and activist. Well, welcome, both of you, to KBOO.
Thanks for having us.
I would love to start, Denise, if you can explain, what is Brides of Eden?
The Brides of Eden is a nonprofit program, and our mission is to get fresh foods into the food banks. They do amazing work. They distribute what they get to people in need, but we need more nutrient-dense foods available in those outlets. Mm-hmm. So our dream is to have our own farms where we can just be providing beautiful foods for the food banks, mm-hmm. and we're raising funds to do that.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, what do you do in order to get the fresh food to the food banks?
Originally, we were focused on giving little greenhouse dome gardens to each food bank, but it's so much work for them to handle this that we decided just to go after getting a farm where we could produce beautiful Eden-based foods and deliver them directly to the community. So we'll do it, you know, locally for the collection of food banks in every city if we can raise enough money.
Mm-hmm. And so you have a flash mob coming up. That's one of the ways that you fundraise. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we wanted to do something really fun and out of the box because people are tired. Somebody's handout is for something all the time. So we wanted to make it really fun. We call it funanthropy instead of philanthropy. We're making it fun to give you time and energy to help raise money for causes that affect the entire community. So flash mobs are popular. Everybody loves a wedding gown. We decided to make ours epic and bomb Pioneer Square during one of the Noontoon concerts with hundreds of wedding gowns, do a fun little dance, and film what we think will be a viral video that can get out there and lead the way for our cause. So if we get 20 million views, we have 20 million new soldiers for our causes. Mm-hmm. That's our intention.
And so talk about the symbolism of the wedding gown, because it is a wedding gown flash mob, as you just said. So talk a little bit about it and also how it connects to your desire to bring nonviolence into weddings and marriages.
Actually, it connects very well to both the causes that we're working with, which is domestic violence and food for those in need. For the Brides of Eden, it's a marriage to the garden. It's a commitment. And a wedding gown is a symbol of a love affair and a symbol of a commitment. And we want to ask people to make that commitment to getting back to fresh Eden-based foods. We've kind of gotten away from that. But we want to get back to nonviolence and that beautiful feeling of love and commitment that a person has when they put on a wedding gown or a tuxedo and they make that commitment to a relationship. It's about making a commitment that everyone be well fed and that we have nonviolence in our families. So it's not romance related, it's not religious, it's not about anything other than being in love with the garden and nonviolence and committing to it.
Mm-hmm. And so who should come to the flash mob?
Everybody. Everybody. We're hoping for hundreds of Portlanders out there, whether you have a white dress, a gown, a tux, or a dark suit, to show up. We'll teach you the dance on YouTube. We're all going to do a really fun choreographed dance. We have some professional performers that'll pop out, an ex-Harlem Globetrotter that's going to spin a ball for us. It's going to be an epic flash mob. And we hope to outdo Belgium, which is one of the most famous flash mob videos out there, when they did the Sound of Music in their Grand Central Station. So it's kind of like a pride of Portlanders coming together as a city to raise money for something really amazing in an epically fun way.
Mm-hmm. So how can people contact you or find out more information about how to participate?
We're all over the web. Brides of Eden has a Facebook page. We also have an event page where you can hit the going button and all the information of what you need to do will continue to show up there every day between now and the 25th of the event. Mm-hmm. So find Brides of Eden on Facebook and we'll give you all the information you need.
Mm-hmm. I'd love if you can spend a little bit of time talking about the names and what you have chosen it, Brides of Eden.
Well, my story is that, you know, when I fled my home because of violence with a baby in my arms, I was a health food fanatic. That's why I had a baby. Mm-hmm. I had actually come out of menopause through healthy food. And I turned to the food banks and I got skin cancer. Mm-hmm. So I've been dedicated ever since to the garden. Truly committed, love affair dedicated, because it saved my life, it changed my fertility, it turned me around. So the title of the Brides of Eden came from my deep commitment to that changed my life. Voices Set Free was one of the organizations that reached out to me when I hit the street with a child and provided me with programs to help me get on my feet and survive the, you know, the legal system that wasn't necessarily on my team. And so I've been running with this group because our issues overlap. Mm-hmm. You know, families with these problems need services and they need food and they need shelter and the basic things. So Voices Set Free took us on as a program, sharing their nonprofit status and the clout that they have. And we've come on board to bring more fun, more sizzle. Mm-hmm. And now with them marching through the legislature the way they are, there's no reason why we can't take those laws mm-hmm. national and make the movement just mm-hmm. really explode as our flash mob is going to.
Wonderful. Lisa Swett is also with us. And Lisa, you have been a part of Voices Set Free for a while. And so recently, there was two pieces of legislation that you were able to make into law and that Governor Brown signed. Can you talk about those?
Thank you, Delphine. Yes, these were parts of a larger bill that we had initially conceived called the Domestic Violence Shield Law. And our original vision was to just get as much of a comprehensive, interrelated bill that would create actual change. And we were told by people in the community that we had a less than 1% chance of getting anything passed. And we ignored them.
I'm glad you did.
Yes. Woohoo.
Right. And so it was a long process, hundreds of hours of research, of reaching out, of getting the facts and the figures, getting the right work done so that we presented a good package. And then we went and spoke with different groups and different people. We found a really staunch advocate in a veterinarian, Dr. Andrew Clark, who also was the veterinarian for the state of Oregon. Mm-hmm. And he had done some legislation before, so he was really valuable in helping kind of shepherd us through that process. We met with Senator Bill Hansel, and he sponsored this bill, and it passed unanimously in both the House and the Senate. Both of the bills did, mm-hmm. and they were signed June 9th, I think, into law by the governor. Mm-hmm. So it was a long process. We went and testified at the legislature many, many times, mm-hmm. met with different people, different committees, you know, had to negotiate. There was a lot of give and take. It was not our dream vision, but it was definitely a really good learning process. And what we came out with was a win. Mm-hmm. And so that's important.
Mm-hmm. So Lisa, would you actually go into what these two laws are?
Well, the first one is a bill that requires all students from 7th grade through 12th grade to be educated about domestic violence. And the reason that this is so important is because when young people understand the dynamics, they won't, as adults, be the ones that are saying, oh, why doesn't she just leave? They won't be the ones that will be making these harsh judgments. They will also recognize some of the barriers, and hopefully it will turn around Oregon's really kind of negative record, because these students will grow into enlightened adults. Mm-hmm. And so this was kind of the seed bill that we expect to have results down the road in years mm-hmm. to come. So that was that one. And the other one requires judges to take into account domestic violence in custody disputes. You know, they are required to be told, and people couldn't even understand why that was necessary. But so many victims of domestic violence are told, sometimes by the judges, don't even bring that up, or they are very harshly dealt with. They generally tend to lose custody if they even mention DV. And what was happening so often is that these protective parents would bring it up, and then they were accused of parental alienation, and they would be accused of just making it up to gain advantage, when in fact, less than 3% of all victims have ever been shown to be lying in any case. But judges seem to think, or DAs even, that there's this 50% statistic, which mm-hmm. is completely unfounded. And so, yeah, people were getting penalized for trying to protect their children from violence. Mm-hmm. And so it was necessary to say, no, you must hear about this. And I have had clients myself who the judges have said, you are not allowed to even bring that up. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were forbidden. They were silenced from speaking. And that was just so wrong. So that mm-hmm. bill will help that, so that the reality is taken into account. We're on a committee that meets in September that has a lot of the other issues in the bill, and And parts of that are the definitions, mm-hmm. and of course the huge strangulation that is kind of the cornerstone of my rally cry, that has to be a felony. So this will be dealt with in the September legislative days for next session.
Okay.
So we are trying to get it more comprehensive, and we don't want unintended consequences. Mm-hmm. We want to clarify and work on some of these larger issues. Mm-hmm. So that's where we are.
Yeah.
It's becoming more of an acceptable topic to speak about. It's not so forbidden anymore. Mm-hmm. And so when you kind of take the shame away from speaking about it, people actually can get help. Mm-hmm. And there's more openness, less stigma, and that's when actual change takes place, because when you are hiding things, you can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
So
very true.
Well, and I like the way Lisa phrased it, where it's not just about saving these kids mm-hmm. from walking into bad relationships, but growing them into the kind of citizens mm-hmm. that are going to create just laws mm-hmm. and be appropriate judges and prosecutors, so that the whole system changes. Mm-hmm. I think that's really powerful.
And I would like to add, personally, that prevention is really, really an important component, because mm-hmm. for every dollar we spend in prevention, it saves $14 in programs and other costs downstream. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is a really important place to mm-hmm. put our focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thank you also for bringing those complex issues together and talking about them together, mm-hmm. hunger, domestic violence.
Yeah.
Well, something that you probably know, but it doesn't hurt to remind people, that over 50% of homeless children mm-hmm. are fleeing domestic violence. So mm-hmm. a lot of the people who are patrons of places like the food bank are victims.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. they're victims of poverty, and also they're traumatized from the violence, and they need healthy food to process and to heal. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, there's more of a correlation mm-hmm. than might just be readily apparent at the surface.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So thank you for making that more apparent.
You can find out more about Voices Set Free at www.voicessetfree.org, and please